Das kann so sein, dass ich das sagen kann, wenn ich das Wochen darf, kauft das Wolf. Vielleicht nicht mal. Die Mutter sagt, der Chilki bei Tuvi holds, that if a person schächtet an Oshem, that had not yet reached his time, then, and it's not Lashma, and he schächtet outside the Azari, is Chayiv. The Gemara now says, maybe we can make a proof for this from a Brisa which says that we would think to exclude from the Chiyah for schächting outside even an Oile that's premature because of its owner. For example, the Oile of Mitzairah, or a woman who gave birth, or can't go into the Azari and can't fulfill their obligation for this carbon, or the Oshem of a Nazir or of a Mitzairah, the Pasuk therefore says the extra words of Sharkas of Anais. Now, the Brisa includes the case of Oshem, but does not include a Chatas. What's the case that the Brisa is referring to? It can't be where the Oshem is brought in his proper time because he'd be Chayiv for Chatas as well. Therefore, it must be referring to where it's brought before its proper time. Now, it can't be referring to where the Ashram was brought Lishmoy or Lishma, because then he would not be Chayiv. Rather, it must be that it was brought not Lishmoy. And we see that a person is Chayiv for the Shechting outside of a premature Ashram that was Shecht, not Lishmoy. And for the Gemara is not a parallel. It says not a good proof. The Brisa may be referring to where the Ashram was not premature. It was not Mechuzas Man, and it was Shechted, not Lishmoy. And the Brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we learn Ashram from Chatas, that an Ashram Shechted, not Lishmoy, is also possible. However, since if it would be brought inside without specific intent, it would be kosher. If it's brought outside, he's chayiv, even though he brought it shaloi lishmai. Maybe coming a proof from a brisa which says that we would think to include in the chiyah for shechting outside even an oile that's mechuzas man because of itself, meaning it's not yet 8 days old, and a chatas that's premature, it's mechuzas man either because of itself or because of its owner. The pasuk therefore says yel pesach oil moed, which teaches that something that is not fit to be brought to the migdash would not make one chayiv for shechting it outside. Now the brisa did not discuss an oshem. What's this case over here of the brisa? Can't be referring to where the carbon was offered Lishmoy, because then the Brisa should listen to Oshram as well as being Pater. Rather, it's referring to where it's not is brought not Lishmoy. And that's why it doesn't list Oshram as being Pater, because he would be Chayiv for the Mechuzas Man Oshram brought outside when it's brought not Lishmoy. After tomorrow, again, this is not a good Raya. The Brisa may be referring to where the Oshram was Shecht not Lishmoy. And the Brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that we learn from Chatas that an Oshram Shecht not Lishmoy is also possible. Fechmer may be coming a proof from Rav Dimi, who said that the yeshiva of Bar Levoy to the Brisa, which, as the Brisa quoted above, says, we would think to exclude from the Chiyuv of Shechting outside even an oile that's Mechuzas Man because of its owner, for example, the oile of Mitzayra or Yeledes, and who can't go into the Azara and can't yet fulfill the obligation with his carbon, or the Ashram of a Nazira or of Mitzayra. Ravina said, the Brisa says that the Pasuk therefore says the extra words of Shor Kes Vaneis. Now, the Brisa includes the case of Ashram, but does not include Chatas. Like we said before, the Brisa must be referring to where it was brought, not Lashmayim. We see that a person is Chayev for Shechting outside, for the shechting outside of a mechuzas man oshem that was shechted not lishmoy. The Gemara asks, we have already explained how to interpret such a brisa as referring to where the oshem was not mechuzas man and was shechted not lishmoy, and the brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Rav Nachman said the Gemara is bringing us proof from a contradiction between this brisa and a brisa taught by the yeshiva of Levi, which says that an oshem of a nazir or a metzayra that are shechted not lishmoy are kosher but don't fulfill the obligation of the owner. If it was shechted mechuzas man because of the owner, or if they were past the age of when they could be brought as an ashram, they're pasul. This suggests that if a mechuzas man ashram was shechted outside, the person would be potter. Rav Dimi answered this contradiction by saying that the brisa of Levi refers to it was shechted lishmoy, and the brisa of Levoi refers to where it was shechted not lishmai, and is therefore fit to be brought in the Azar. We see that Rav Dimi understood the brisa of Levoi as referring to where the ashram was mechuzas man, and is therefore proof to Rav Chilki Batovi. We should say that it's to Yufta Rav Huna, who argues with Chilki Batovi. Rav Huna could say the Brisa is dealing with a case where a person designated two Ashomais as a guarantee and then shechted one Mechuzas Man outside for the sake of an Oila. In this case, this Oila is fit to be brought in the Azara, because the halacha is that when two Ashomais are designated in this way, one of them is an Oila from the very beginning, like it was said by Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Okay, the mission entered Amale mi Besar Chatos v'chulu. A Brisa says, how do we know that one who offers a meat of a Chatos or an Ashom or of kachim or kachim kalam, or the leftovers of the omer, or the shtei lechem, or the lechem apanim, or the leftover of minchas potter, the pasuk regarding offering outside says oila. This teaches that just like an oila is fit to be brought up onto the mezbech, so too one is only chayiv for things that are fit to be brought up onto the mezbech. How do we know that also one who pours oil on a mincha, mixes the oil and the flour, where he breaks the mincha to pieces, salts the carbon, does tnufa, does agasha, or sets up lechem apanim on the shulchan, prepares the menorah, takes the kaimitz, or does the kabbalah, in each case outside the azar, he's also potter. The pasuk says, asher yale oila oizovach, which teaches, just like the bringing up on the mizbeach is the final avodah to be done, so too, one is only chayiv outside for an act that's the final avodah to be done. Mishnah then said, Ad shaloi hukam ha-mishon v'chulum. Rav Huna bar Katina, reflecting more, was sitting by Rav Chista and said, Rav Asi said that the Bechorim did the Avoida only at Har Sinai. Immediately after that, the Kahanim began to do the Avoida. Rav Chista was going to refute this based on our Mishnah that says the Bechorim did the Avoida until the Mishkan was built. But he then heard that Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Adabar Rahala, said that the oil that was brought by the Yidin in the Midbar did not need to be skinned or cut into pieces, did not need the Hefshef Nituach. Rav Chista then decided to refute both of these statements from one Brisa, which explicitly says that Bomis were mutter until the Mishkan was built, and that the Bechorim did the Avoida until the Mishkan was built. Rice gives other rulings. Among them is the ruling that the oil that Yidden brought in the Midbar did need to be skinned and cut into pieces. This Bryce refutes Rav Huna. After tomorrow, the Gemara says the question of who did the Avoida until the Mishkan was built is actually Machalikas among Tanoim, so the Bryce therefore can't refute Rav Huna. A Bryce says that Rav Shimon Karchas says the pasuk that warns that the Kahanim should stay away from Har Sinai refers to the Bechorim. They were the Kahanim of that time until the Mishkan. Rebbe says it refers to Nadam Avihu. They took over as the Kahanim from that point in time, which is what Rav Huna said. In fact, tomorrow, according to Rebbe, we can understand that the pasuk to mean that says that Nadav and Avihu were warned before doing the act that brought about their deaths. It's the warning of Har Sinai. That was the hasra that was given to them, was directed to them. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, where were they ever warned that they got punished? And if tomorrow it's the pasuk that says that the Mishkan will be holy bichvoidi, which Yudashin is saying bichvoidai, through the deaths of my honored ones. Based on this, when Nadav and Avihu died, Moshe told Aaron that his sons had died only to make a Kiddush Hashem. Upon hearing that, Aaron remained silent, Vayidam Aaron, and received a reward for doing this. We find that David in Tehillim also discusses the importance of remaining silent in the face of judgment, and Shlomo does the same thing in Mishlei. Fact, how do we answer the fact that the Bryce says the oil that Yidden brought in the Midbar needed to be skinned and cut into pieces? There's also a machalek among Tanoim in a Bryce where Rabbi Shmuel says that only the general principle of the mitzvahs were taught at Sinai, but the details were taught later on at the Mishkan, which would mean that the details of skinning and cutting into pieces were not taught until then. Rabbi Akiva says that even the details were taught at Sinai. The Brisa quoted that we just quoted above says that all types of animals were allowed to be brought as karbanos before the Mishkan was built. Rav Huna says we learned this from the pasuk regarding Noach, which says Vayiven Noach mizbech Hashem Vayikach mikola behema tohira umikol ha'if atar. The word behema refers to the domesticated animals and also refers to even to chayis as well. The Brisa says that they were also allowed to bring males and females without mumen and even with mumen. This is based on the fact that there is no requirement of gender or of not having a mum for a bird, and the pasuk makes a hekesh from birds to animals. Although it could have a mum, Zakhtamar, it couldn't be missing a limb. Rabbi Lazar explains the pasuk regarding the bringing of the animals into the teva says, Umikol hachai, mikol basar, shnayim mikol, which teaches that Bnei Noach cannot bring a carbon that's missing a limb. Fact, where that pasuk needed to exclude the bringing of a trefa into the teva, and therefore not available to exclude animals that are missing a limb. Marissa, a trefa is excluded from the pasuk of l'chayos zera. Fact, when that makes sense according to the view that a trefa can't give birth. However, according to the view that a trefa could give birth, what do we say? If tomorrow that view would say that the trefa is excluded by the word itoch, which teaches that the animals had to be like Noach, would not a trefa. Maybe Noach was a trefa. No, the pasuk says he was a tamim, he was complete. Maybe tamim refers to his ways, that he the way he acted. Marissa, no, the pasuk says he was a tzaddik, so already, no, we know he's complete in his ways. But maybe tamim refers to his ways and tzaddik refers to his deeds. Marissa, it can't be Noach with a trefa, because then that would mean Hashem is telling you take animals like you only take a trefa into the teva. It can't be. That makes no sense. If we exclude trefas based on itoch, why do we need the pasuk of l'chayei zera? The Gemara says from itoch we would think to exclude a trefa only so that they don't die during the year in the teva and can provide companionship for Noach. But maybe an old animal or a sterile animal would be okay. The pasuk therefore says l'chayei zera to teach that the animals must be able to have offspring.